And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they wouldn't come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding and feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops, and they destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you can find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
God is good. There are three parables in the 21st and 22nd chapters of Matthew's Gospel. The 21st chapter, we find two parables. The first is the parable of the two sons, the first of whom is obedient to the will of his father, and the second who did not do the will of his father. The second parable is called the parable of the tenants, in which tenants rent out a vineyard, but they refuse to pay their dues. And when the master sends his servants twice to demand payment, they refuse to pay, and instead they beat them up instead of paying. The landlord finally sends his own son in hopes that the tenants would respect his own blood. But the tenants continue in their foolishness, they refuse to pay, and finally they ultimately kill the master's son. The two parables of the two sons and of the tenants. In the 22nd chapter, we read of a third story, which was the gospel reading this morning, the parable of the wedding feast. In this parable, Jesus specifically talks to the chief priests and Pharisees about the kingdom of heaven and compares it to a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son and sent forth his servants to call all those who had been invited. See, in the ancient cultures, the Middle East, a wedding had a double invitation. The first invitation was sent out days before and included things like the venue where the wedding will be and what date it will be and such details. The second invitation was sent a few hours before it began, which is where this parable begins, when the master is, like the king is sending out his masters, go and invite these people to the feast. In that world, wedding preparations were a big endeavor, and the specific time of completion of all the preparations was difficult to determine. So once everything was ready, servants and runners were sent out to allow the guests to come because the feast was ready, the food was hot, and people were ready to begin the festivities. All they had to do was honor the previously sent invitation that they had received. Sounds easy, right? Someone sends you an invitation, you agree to come. They send out, food is ready, just come. That's all they needed to do. Just dress up and go to the king's palace, you know, for a feast. No need to worry about what you'll make for dinner or who'll put the kids to bed. All you had to do was go to the invitation. But these invited guests declined. They told the servants and the runners, we don't need to come to the king's invitation. We refuse. So the king, however in his grace, offered yet another invitation. He sends out more servants and says, please go tell them. Food is ready. I've slaughtered the best of my oxen and my calves are ready to be eaten. Come join me at the feast. In his splendor, the king still shows grace despite enduring humiliation by those who refuse to come. When the servants now return to the guests again, hey, the king has asked that you come to his feast. They refused again. This time they not only refused, but they discourteously went off to their jobs and their fields and their ranches and their farms to care for their own prosperity. In essence, the invited guests rubbed it in the king's face to show they didn't care for his invitation and preferred to do their own thing. They were not stretched for time. They weren't catching up on sleep. It was a weekend, or caring for people or their family members who were unwell. No, they had all the time in the world, but they disregarded the king's invitation. And not only did they do this, but some of them went even further. They seized the king's messengers. They beat them up and ruthlessly murdered them, simply for bringing the king's invitation. So when the king heard of this, of course, as the king that he is, he brought judgment on these people. He punished them. And the word of the Lord says, their cities were burned, and he did justice to the murderers. However, after all this, the food is still there. There's no one to eat it yet. So the king gets other servants and sends them forth. Now go find other people, those who hadn't been part of his initial plan. He sends them to the roads, to the highways. Go and bring everyone you can find. Just bring them. And he says both good and bad. Just bring them. My son is getting married and we need guests. So these people, however, honored the king's invitation. And they come and they sit at his feast and they begin to feast. However, one guest was not garbed in his wedding attire. When the king invites you into his palace, you show him honor like he has shown you honor. Now, you don't come in the shorts you take to the swimming pool on a weekend. There was an attire that you were supposed to have on, and this person did not. So the king asks him, friend, why did you not honor me? Why weren't you honoring me by putting on your wedding garment? And the Bible says this man was speechless. What did he do? Like those who had killed his servants, he had to endure punishment. For this is the king we are talking about. But this 22nd chapter of Matthew is such a rich section, you know? Talk about feasts and two sons and tenants. It's all good, but the parable invites us into a place that's farther than wedding feasts and dress codes. We're invited into a place of understanding the grace of the king, the grace God himself. In this parable, we see two kinds of people. Those who are invited, was the chief priests and the Pharisees, were from the line of Abraham, and those who were not, who were from the roads, who were from the streets. This is what Jesus was trying to share with these two people. Two kinds of people that have been called. He starts with describing those who have been called, those to whom this parable was being told and narrated to, those from the line of Abraham, who had dishonored God by refusing his invitation countless times. This was the first group that already possessed an invitation to his presence, but refused and instead opted for their fields and their businesses and ultimately murdered the servants that had been sent to them. However, in his graciousness, God still loved them and sent more, but they still refused. They chose not to. The Pharisees and Jews displeased God by not honoring his call and considering other things greater than the king himself. Effectively, they broke the first commandment, thou shalt not have other gods but me. And in that moment, they chose their riches and their fields and ranches and ignored the call of the king. And what does God do? He brings retribution. He brought forth and he destroyed the murderers and burned their cities. And Josephus, a Jewish historian, in his writings on the siege of Jerusalem, states just how much cities were burnt by the Roman general Vespasian and his son Titus as evidence of the king's retribution for those who had dishonored him. For all who dishonor God by refusing his call and opting for their own small gods, God will punish them. That's what the Gospel of Matthew says. But the second group of people are those who are invited to the banquet from the roads and the streets. Initially, they were not part of those invited. But because of the dishonor shown by those who had been previously invited, the king chose these people. And he intentionally said to his servants, go to the road and invite as many people as you can, both good and bad. Isn't it interesting that the king chose the undesirable? Those who are outside the confines of the invitation to sit at his table and accept the feast with his son. And they accepted. Those on the highways and the streets looked at the king and honored his invitation. However, the interesting thing is that these people is both good and bad. Not all were good. In fact, when the king in the parable instructs his servants, you know, saying, go find a good and bad, we read of one bad guy who refused to wear the king's the wedding attire, the garbs that they were supposed to have on. We realize that the absence of proper garments wasn't merely a mistake, but a reflection of how this person understood the king and ultimately understands God himself. It wasn't a mistake, it was a dishonor to the king. And he had to be punished as well for what he had shown in disrespect to the king. Beloved, I believe that God in this parable, in the Gospel of Matthew, that our lectionary guides us to read this morning, is a reminder that God chooses those whom he loves. Both for the first group that refused him and the second, he loved them, and that's why he sent forth for them to come and dine with him. If you understand how kingdoms work, the monarchies do not need, they, as they say, a king's request is a command. He owns all the land. He owns everything in it. So he doesn't desire to ask you to come into his presence. He orders you to come. But the king in this parable kept on pleading with them, please go tell them the food is ready. Calves have been slaughtered. Please come. People did not want to accept this call. And ultimately, he called upon others to come into his presence. This is a call, and Matthew ends this by saying, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. But the few that are chosen are not chosen because they're better than the rest who were not good. They're called because they answer the call and they submit to his will and to who the king is. And this morning, we're reminded of something similar to this. The call that we've been given is only by grace. Again, the king doesn't need us to come into his presence to feel better. He's not a narcissistic God. He's a God of love, though. He wants us to come into his presence. And when we're in, to remember the wedding garbs that we have on, which is given by the power of the Spirit. The garbs can be a symbol of the Spirit that's upon the people. You're fresh. You're full of joy. You're ready to feast upon the shed blood of Christ that he in his power and splendor gave for us. Let us therefore be committed to this calling. Let us always put on the wedding garbs in anticipation and honor of this king that has out of his love called us into his presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.